Welcome to Interviews for Resistance. We are now several months into the Trump administration, and activists have scored some important victories in those months. Yet there's always more to be done, and for many people, the question of where to focus and how to help remains. In this series, we talk with organizers, agitators, and educators, not only about how to resist, but how to build a better world. I'm Sarah Jaffe, your host.
My name is Jaime, J-A-I-M-E, last name Contreras, C-O-N. T-R-E-R-A-S, and I'm the Vice President for SCAU32DJ.
We're talking today about the Trump administration's latest attack on immigrants. So to start off with, tell us a little bit about this latest revocation of temporary protected status. Who does this apply to? What is the justification the administration is giving for doing this?
Sure. So, I mean, first of all, I think it's unfortunate that TPS for close to 200,000 Salvadoran legal workers in the country is going to end as of September 2019. You know, it's un-American. It's inhumane. You know, the excuse the administration gave to doing this is, well, you know, there hasn't been an earthquake in El Salvador lately, so... or a natural disaster and you no longer have a civil war. But, you know, the reality is having been to El Salvador not too long ago, you know, things in El Salvador, I mean, there's still dire poverty in El Salvador, unemployment, there's gang violence in El Salvador. And sending 200,000, you know, workers who have done everything right by the law, paying their taxes, contributing to the economy, who have, in addition to them, also have another over 200,000 U.S. born children. You know, what's going to happen to those kids, and these folks? I mean, it's really sending them back to misery and to, you know, to some of them maybe even face death, when they get back. And that to me is not the right thing to do. You know, for someone who came, I came here in 1988 during the Civil War in El Salvador at the age of 13. My parents brought me here.
Okay.
I had no say in that decision. You know, since then, you know, I have served in the United States military. I become a U.S. citizen. I own a house. I work every day. And, you know, to me, it's offensive. As a former military person, that this administration is taking this stance with immigrants who are no different than me.
Can you explain a little bit more about what temporary protected status is for people who maybe aren't familiar with this?
Yeah, so temporary protection status is given to people from countries who are already in the United States, undocumented, or fleeing some sort of a natural disaster, a civil war, or, conflict in their homeland. And it's given to those people as a way to protect them, to allow them to work legally in the United States, live without fear of deportation. That's really what temporary protection status is. It's been given to over 10 countries, including Nicaragua, which was also eliminated, but it's a really small number of 2,500 people. Honduras, Haiti, Sudan, and a bunch of other countries who have turmoil on their land. So those people have temporary protection status, and all those people are about to lose it. Oh, the largest recipient of TPS is really Salvadorans.
So this administration already eliminated. Eliminated TPS for Haiti and Nicaragua and Sudan. So now this is the fourth country. Tell us, this goes along with, revoking the DACA protections. The one thing this administration seems to be good at is keeping its, promises on, unfortunately, seems to be taking protections away from immigrants.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this didn't come as a surprise. We all heard the rhetoric during the campaign from this president. We knew it was coming. And, if there's one thing different between the Republicans and the Democrats is Republicans say what they're going to do and they do it. Democrats, it's the ever frustrating part where you say you're going to do something and then you do something opposite. And Republicans at least stick to their guns and they're doing what they said they were going to do. It's unfortunate, you know, because a lot of people were hoping it was only going to be rhetoric, but it's not a surprise. You know, in reality, I mean, you asked earlier what, you know, what are we going to do and how are we going to get ourselves organized? I mean, SEIU and in the rest of the labor movement, along with churches, community organizations, even the business community, the Chamber of Commerce is against eliminating TPS, and obviously they weren't heard. So we are going to be, you know, now it's on the hands of Congress. Congress has to act and fix DACA, fix TPS, and allow these people to continue to live in the United States. As they have been. A lot of these people have, like I said, they own homes, they own, some of them are business owners, they have U.S.-born children, they have roots here. They have roots here. You can't uproot people who've been here for over two decades just like that. It's just it's not the American thing to do. So we're going to be lobbying Congress, you know, and demanding that they fix this problem once and for all for these people who really should be U.S. citizens by now if they were allowed the opportunity to do that.
So you mentioned, of course, that, that the Democrats have not done what they promised on this front. And do you think that sort of Trump's really open attacks will help push the Democratic Party to act on this front?
Well, you know, I mean, I think the Democratic Party and the Republicans, frankly, have no choice but to act because there's always the next election. We have elections this year in the midterm. And we have elections in 2020. And, you know, somebody's going to have to pay the price because of these actions of this administration. You know, it's unfortunate that these people who have every 18 months for the last 20 or so years have been going to get their background checks done, their fingerprints done. They've done everything they've been asked to do. These people should have been given the opportunity to become U.S. citizens a long time ago. But because we have a broken immigration system, this was not done. And the only way forward is really for the Congress to fix our broken immigration system once and for all. And not only fix it for DACA and TPS recipients, but really fix it for all the 11 plus million people here who are undocumented, who are working every day two and three jobs to, you know, to really make this country what it is, which is, you know, a country of immigrants and in a country that's successful because of the work of immigrants and other communities.
Tell us a little bit about what your union has been doing in the last year. 32BJ obviously has a lot of members who are immigrants and from various places and various kinds of statuses. But talk a little bit about what the union has done this year on, you know, thinking about being fighting this administration on immigration.
I mean, you know, we have been active locally on passing sanctuary cities in jurisdictions where we can, driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. We've been helping elect pro-immigrant, pro-worker politicians. We have been lobbying Congress. We have been creating coalitions to help, you know, counterattack this, the attacks of this administration against immigrants. And we're gonna, you know, we're gonna continue to do all those things. I mean, for SEIU, you know, we have 100,000 Salvadorans or more organized in SEIU, which, if you know, most people estimate that one in five Salvadorans has TPS, which means at least 20,000 of our members will be affected negatively by the actions of this administration. So it's incumbent upon us as SEIU and 32BJ, but as a labor movement, to do and continue to pressure these politicians to do the right thing.
Is there anything that you can do in terms of job contracts in the workplace on this front?
I mean, you know, we're going to be informing our members throughout the union about what some of the options are. You know, obviously, we're encouraging all the TPS recipients to renew their TPS. They do have 18 more months after March to continue to work here legally, but they have to renew. A lot of those TPS recipients are eligible for political asylum. Some of them could be petitioned by their employer. Some of them could be petitioned by their, you know, if they have children that are over 18. So we're going to be finding out all the things that are available currently for this population and help get the word out and get them connected to people who will responsibly help them get through this phase, you know, and hopefully, you know, a good chunk of those people will be able to adjust their status by doing some of the things.
Excellent. Great. And how can people keep up with you and with the union's work?
I mean, they can always go to our website, which is www.seiu32dj.org, or they can go to seiu.org. There's a lot of awesome information on those websites about what people can do. And obviously, you know, we can always be available via phone or, you know, our numbers for people to call if they have questions. It's 202-387-3211. And there'll be more information given to the community as, you know, we find out more what, you know, what this really means. Is what we do for a living, and you know, I wouldn't have another job. This is, you know, our community needs as much help as they can get, and we're going to try to give them as much help as we can give them.
Interviews for Resistance is a project of Sarah Jaffe with assistance from Laura Fayebois and support from the Nation Institute. You can find more information at necessarytrouble.org. Thanks for listening.